Good afternoon, American Fork High School. My name is Justin Anderson from Salt Lake City, Utah. We are here together on October 10th at the ISU Mountain West Regional Invitational. I'll be judging the area of color guard performance today. It looks like you're just about ready to get set up, and I wish you the best of luck. Slowly forward here. Good use of characterization, breath underneath the movement as you're going down up in the ground. Good use of the core and strength training as you come up out of that ground movement. Appreciate the layering as it relates to the color guard in the back. Nice use of changing the eye direction here, really letting us see what visually is happening on the field and hearing what's visually happening on the field. That's very nice. This color guard exits, sampling some of the members as they move out, looking at the breath underneath their body as they move to the flag change, picking up the blue pole. Strong moment for you here as the color guard goes through the checkpoints. Good understanding of the spatial pathways as it relates to the color guard members on side A, sampling down the line into side B. Good understanding of the hand placements on the poles, the members in the front laid down, put the flags down onto the ground, sampling the members along the back side here. Introduction of the Sabres. Some clarity issues underneath those saber tosses, making sure that the students understand exactly where their feet need to be placed as they toss those up in the air and wait for those to return down to the ground. Sampling the rifles over here on side A. A good understanding of that body movement underneath provides a sense of character as these two come together here. Sampling the weapons in front. Good understanding of the roles and the clarity between the two weapons in the front line here. Great musicality there as the color guard directly reflects what's happening within the music. Sampling the flag line in the back here as they go through the pass-throughs. Good understanding of the pass-through and their responsibility and their role and use of multiple roles here. Very nice. Good phrasing here as they understand, as they complete the end of these phrases and move on to the next drill without leaving these phrases kind of completed. Sampling the weapons on side B here. Group work as they go through. Good recovery, Sabres. Good use of the layering here with, once again, relying on the Sabres to kind of give you that high point to visualize the band's music there. Good recovery, Saber. Sampling the dancers as they come out here, looking at the feet as you go through these different moves, leg up, arm out. Good understanding of what's being asked of them here as it relates to a kind of change in character and the change in the music. Sampling the flags along the back, so the hand on the silk. Layering there to portray the musicality. Flags go back. Run out, soloist here on the 50, very nice. Good use of allowing us to redirect our attention here. Bring out the swing flags. Good character change here within the way that the work is written and being performed by the members as they come out. Much sharper, different character being portrayed here. Okay. We've got these groups of swing flag sampling on side A. Good understanding of those hit points and where they need to be musically. Sampling the group as a whole from above. A good understanding of timings that relates to the written work in the book. Nice, this is a very strong moment for you as I sample from left to right. Everyone has a good understanding of how the flag works in the spatial pathways around the body as they move through the different sections. Nice musicality here. Lean into this. Some clarity issues as it relates to when they bring the silk down, holding on the edge, how fast that actually goes. Groups in the middle much faster than groups out on the side. Okay, into the big group here. Group work is taking the swing flags off the field. Soloist here in the middle with the dancers, very nice, into the triangular formation. A good understanding of that core, and as you go and demonstrate multiple times the ability to go onto the ground and come back up with minimal effort. Some spacing issues as it relates to the drill here, as the color guard very exposed out here in the front. Of the rifles, helping accentuate these musical points. Very nice. More rifles here. Looking down the line, left to right. Good understanding of the body and what's being asked of the performers as it relates to the tosses. Flourishes around the head. Into the cradle and out. Very nice, very nice. Good understanding of the ability to do that double time with the hands. It shows a good, strong technique, understanding, and a well-written book that's achievable for all performers. Make sure as you're bringing that hand up, it's not just something you do out of habit. It's something you do with great intensity and great force. That's going to allow that to be a much more effective. Okay, out with the poles. Very exposed moment for you here, working really nicely. Some clarity issues as it relates to the level of the poles. Some people have them up at an angle, some people have them flat, parallel with the field. Really making sure that that's clarified. It's really going to help give us a much crisper look here. Sampling from left to right. Members on the poles, a good understanding of where their hand placement needs to be. Good use of the vertical moments along with a great horizontal moments as well. Good use of the arm to redirect focus here back to the soloist out in the field. Really appreciate the level of thought that goes behind that. Good recovery into the red silks. Layering. Good. A good understanding of when they need to come out onto the field. There's a good understanding there weren't people coming out early and things of that nature. Okay, as we watch the path through, underbody work. Nice layering. Okay, good use of the musicality here. Strong moment for you as you up double swing. Nice sampling the members from left to right, looking for that left, that right leg to be bent and out. Looks fairly consistent from member to member as I move across the field. Arms are at the similar angle, coming down nice and together. A good, strong moment for you. American Fork, I think you have a lot of great things going for you. Wow, Your show allows you to showcase the amazing talent that your students have. I think that is something to be very, very proud of. Really, it's all about a matter of taking a look at some of those smaller pieces, those feet, those hands, where are they at, where they need to be, spacing issues as it relates to some of those drill places that I've mentioned. But you have a nice use of those vertical moments and that variety of the musicality that within the show, layering underneath the body and within the different pieces of equipment. Training's evident in the rifle, the saber, and the flag sections, along with a great understanding of the training with the dance and the movement sections. Everyone understands what their role is and their overall identity within the show, and I think that demonstrates a high level of understanding of the overall technique styles. I hope my comments have been helpful, and I look forward to seeing you once again in the future. Best of luck.